Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a very buttery brainstorm. Buttery. So, yeah, if you've listened for any amount of time, you know Trace and I are out west. We're here in Wild West in Spokane, Washington. And so our butter is stubby and shorter. And do you remember, Trace, when suddenly Tillamook started making those long, skinny cubes? And I thought, Tillamook is brilliant. Look at these beautiful, skinny butters. I don't know why I liked them. They were just very novel looking. But apparently, this is an East Coast butter thing. East Coasters, you've had this all your lives. It's not special butter.
I feel like you're fat shaming our butter. I don't like that.
I love our short square butter. It fits in butter dishes out here. And so that's also a thing. Like if you buy the longer, skinnier butters out here, they might not fit in your butter dish, depending on what brand you bought, because it's two definitely different sizes. And I just thought Tillamook was getting fancy. But apparently this is an East Coast, West Coast thing. And did you know this? Are you familiar with did you notice when the butter changed, when you could get those longer cubes, or is it just me?
No, because I'm trying to think, like, because we lived on the, we were in the South, which is not the East Coast. That's the South.
But it does. Usually the manufacturing path is going to go, it's going to follow that coast.
I don't think I did. Clearly, I am not being observant when it comes to butter.
Or you can't be lured in by fancy packaging.
That's not true, because there's some Irish butters, like the Irish butter that's super, super creamy. It has an even longer and skinnier stick, and I did notice that.
Yeah. Or like there's some here that I think is from local farms that's this big lump of butter, and I really want to buy it, and then I'm like, how will I know what a quarter cup is? So I don't buy it, but I bet it's amazing. Anyway, so butter. And the reason for this is that the packaging machines for butter were first developed in the Midwest, which was our dairy area, in the U.S. But so that went east. And as we settled the West and California's dairy industry started booming in the 60s, I guess it was 1960s, the dairy industry started giving the Midwest a little competition. And they developed their own machinery. And that's what started. They didn't have to do it on the same specs as the East Coast, but that became the standard. So our butter is that shorter, it's not more rectangular. They're all rectangular.
More robust.
Yes, right? I love our, it's a much better pat size for a piece of bread. I would argue that it is quite superior. But it got me to wondering, what else is out there that's an East Coast, West Coast difference? And there are quite a few. Best Foods and Hellmann's.
Yes.
They are. Richard Hellmann was a German immigrant who made he had homemade blue ribbon mayo, which he used in his New York deli. And he was proud of it, and he decided he wanted to try selling it. And so he opened a factory in 1913. Meanwhile, Postum Foods made Best Foods mayo, and they were not in that East Coast area. Well, in 1927, Postum bought the Hellmann's brand, but both brands had commanding shares in their respective regional markets. And so rather than changing names, they left the names and just began merging the style of the labels. And so now if you bought a Hellmann's and a Best Foods, they would both have the 1913, the picture I saw. And I do agree, I've seen these labels in real life, 1913 date, and exactly the same label with a different name.
Yeah. And you know what's funny about that is when Chaz was doing some college like internship work, they had people from the East Coast come over to Idaho. And one of the fellows was just panicked because he was like, there's no Hellmann's mayonnaise. And somebody said, don't worry, it's Best Foods. You'll be fine. Yes. And the fellow was so relieved.
Oh, it's a thing in my household. We grew up with Best Foods. And so now I feel a little bit like I must be slightly disappointing and eating subpar mayo when I buy generic light mayo. But I do not buy Miracle Whip because that is not mayo.
No, no, mayonnaise does not have sugar in it. Although now that you've said that, people will cancel us completely.
I'm sorry, Miracle Whip people. It's wonderful. Anyway, Dreyer's and Edie's ice cream are another example of this that kind of went down a similar road. William Dreyer and Joseph Edie were business partners in 1928 in Northern California, and they had Edie's Grand Ice Cream until 1947, and Mr. Edie left the business. Well, in 1953, Mr. Dreyer took over and renamed the company Dreyer's, but when they extended to the East Coast, they decided to use the Edie's name because they already had Breyers on that coast. And so it's a nice, his partner had been gone from the business, but they decided to, he honored his partner by calling it Edie's on that side of the country. But again, labels are just the same. And okay, we have Arnold, Oro Wheat, and Brownberry Bread. All of those are under one company umbrella. One of them started in 1932 in Hollywood. That was the Oro Wheat, which Oro Wheat's what we get up here. Arnold was in 1940 in Connecticut and extended down the East Coast. And my favorite is Brownberry because that was Catherine Clark in 1946. She just wanted to make bread. And so they took a second mortgage out on their house so she could open a bakery. And it became so popular that they were bought out. She sold in 1972. And then all three companies were purchased in between 2002 and 2009 by Bimbo Bakeries.
Sorry.
So that's kind of the common story of East Coast, West Coast. But do you want to do a quick quiz? How long did you live on the east side of the country, southeast?
2 years. 2 years in Atlanta.
This might be a little tricky because I was going to give you the West Coast brand and see if you knew the East Coast.
Oh, boy. Okay.
It's been a while, though. Okay, yeah. Let's see. Carl's Jr.
Oh, no. I don't know. Is that like Popeyes or something?
Hardee's. And some
of
these I'm like, oh, I've seen that label. Okay. Yeah. This one I don't think you're going to get, but what would they call KFC in Canada? In Quebec?
In Le Chicken?
It's called PFC, which sounds like a plastic and might be, but it's Poulet Frites Kentucky.
Okay. So you got chicken, you got fries, and it's from Kentucky. Okay. I got that. Oui. All right.
DiGiorno Pizza is Delicio Pizza.
Okay. Yeah. I remember seeing that.
Okay. We're going to branch outside the U.S. Lay's potato chips are Walkers in the U.K.
Now, you know what? I actually did know that because I was trying to buy us potato chips to try.
Yes.
And then when I added up the, grocery cart, I realized that we did not have a budget.
Yeah, it's a little more expensive to buy all those different brands from other places. Yes. Okay, do you know the overseas Dove chocolate branding?
Is Dove Cadbury over there?
No, it's Galaxy.
Oh,
I knew I would say it and it would be like, I've seen that label.
I have seen Galaxy bars. Dang it.
Yeah, Cocoa Krispies in the UK are Cocoa Pops with no A. And they have a cute little monkey on the label. We just have those little elf guys on ours, or I don't know what they are. Here's my favorite one. In Europe, Doritos Cool Ranch flavor is called Doritos Cool American. So if there is a if there's a flavor that embodies America, it's Cool Ranch.
Oh, it's 100% Cool Ranch because nobody knows what it is. It's ranchy. It's kind of spicy, but not too spicy because white people.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
And Pepsi Clear was probably also called Pepsi American. I feel like those go together. Here's one that has three names. Ding Dongs, Big Wheels, and King Dons. And that has like a multi-year history and brand names and patent infractions and too much drama for us today.
Who came up with Ding Dong?
I know.
Who?
No idea. Who? I should have looked because really.
Well, no, I mean, I know it's probably one of those things where the usage of words has changed, right? But Ding Dong.
Right. Yes. Mm. And my last one is Schilling and McCormick.
Spice can. Spice tins.
Yeah. McCormick's the East Coast. So if you have a Schilling or a McCormick can that does not match the other brand, it probably predates 1947. It's very, very old. So that's when they merged and their cans started matching.
And then you should not be eating whatever's in that can.
You probably shouldn't, but you should hang on to it. It's beautiful. Like everybody's grandma passes on it. They've got a McCormick or a Schilling. I think I have a McCormick somewhere because Chris's grandma was from Ohio. And so most of ours are Schilling, but I think I've got an old McCormick one.
So like the takeaway is whatever you're, whatever people call you, wherever you are, that's what it's going to stay. And, you know, so the people in, where do they, where's the dividing line though? I mean, is there a grocery store where there's Hellman's and then you cross the street and there's Best Foods?
Yeah, it's in Nebraska. It might actually be because it's out there in the middle and it depends. The East Coast territory, I'm guessing it's the mountains. A lot of things are divided in our country by the mountains still, but not everything. We have a good third of the country. A couple of the maps showed a big third and then two thirds of the rest still the East Coast territory.
Okay. Huh. Wow.
So that was just a fun little wander down food road.
Now I got to go look at, see if my butter is, because I get, oh no, I haven't been getting Tillamook because I've been cheaping up because it's getting expensive.
$2.99 grocery store brand is what's in my fridge.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, what is the cheapest that isn't the really crappy one that has no flavor at all? That's it. That's what I'm buying.
I'm standing in front of the margarine more often contemplating and then thinking, no.
You're like, better. Well, it's only like $2.50. I mean, how bad could it be? Bad. Very bad.
It's a food product, everybody. It's not a food.
I know.
So that's my brainstorm.
Wow. Go Team Hellman's.
Oh, Best Foods. That was an interesting, people have sworn that they have different flavors. Hellman's is better or Best Foods is better. The recipes on the back, the ingredient lists are exactly the same, but I also think the orange sixlets taste different. And so the power of suggestion is strong.
Yeah, you know, but it could be depending on where your ingredients come from, you know.
That's true. Your sourcing.
I'd believe it. Although I imagine some food snobs, if you blind taste tested,
we need a wine person to do it for us.
I'm not swilling mayonnaise.
Would you eat like 10 hard boiled eggs, 10 deviled eggs?
Yes, I would eat that many deviled eggs. And then everyone in the house would suffer.
But it might be worth it.
Now I want deviled eggs. Okay, so... Anytime you're done making a sandwich and you're in the mood for one of our back episodes, you can ask your smart speaker to play us. We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. And please, wherever you listen, when you listen, like and subscribe to the show. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored. And maybe you'll be adequately seasoned.